Welcome to Vashon Minutes, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue at a time. Opinions expressed here are those of the participants alone and do not reflect the opinions of anyone officially associated with Voice of Vashon. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, and we're taking a look at the Vashon Island School Board and its impact on the school district. To help us with that exploration is veteran school board member Bob Hennessy. Thanks for your time, Bob.
Thanks. Happy to be here, Susan.
So my first question is, how many terms did you serve on the school board and how many different superintendents?
I actually had to think about that a little bit. I first elected in 2005, I believe it was. I did 3 4-year terms. Then I took a two years off and then came back and served half a term. After the 2 years off that just ended 2 years ago.
Yeah, but obviously you stayed in touch with what's going on at the school board and in the school district. What do you see as the biggest challenge for the school board members who will be elected in 2023?
As always, it's budget. In a small community, small district, you have things that you have to, you don't have the economies of scale, the efficiencies that you do have in a larger district. So the budget obviously determines the priorities of the district, so the school board will have to manage the budget very well. We are also in a situation where we have more expenses than, we're going to have to manage our expenses, I think, going forward.
Why? How have the expenses gone up and why? Where's that extra money being required?
Well, typically, we year over year, the district gets about a $1.2 million more than the year before. And personnel costs are about 3/4 of your budget. So it's a service business. It takes people to deliver education. So making sure that you balance the amount of money you're spending on personnel costs so that you leave money left over for things like mental health programs or just classroom supplies, arts and arts and schools. These things cost a lot of money too, so you have to make sure that you hit a sweet spot between what your the human resources cost and what's left over for the rest of the education program.
You know, there are folks who complain that the Vashon School District, PI, and the school foundation are always asking for additional money every year. How can you explain to folks that what it is that money is supplementing? In other words, why don't we get enough money from the state to fund the entire educational system?
Well, I work in government in my day job, so you never have enough money to do what you need to do. And given the way education is funded in the state of Washington, a lot of the extras, Artists in Schools comes to mind. It's a very popular program in this community. Mm-hmm. It's something that the state does not provide money for that. So these, what we call enhancements, the enhancements we typically have to go, as board members have to go, and the district has to go, to the community to help pay for them. And we have such wonderfully wonderfully run organizations in this community, long established, PI and the Vashon Schools Foundation. Mm-hmm. They really got it down in terms of how they're able to raise money from the community and feed it back into the schools to pay for these things that the state will not pay for.
Okay, with all that in mind, what do you see as the most contested issues in the upcoming school board election, which is to happen November 7th?
I have been reading voraciously the candidate statements, all of the candidate statements, and the thing that I notice most are a couple of themes. One is there is a sense that the candidates want to recalibrate the role and the authority of the school board versus the administration. All of the candidates, I think all of them, are talking in some fashion about restoring that balance. And I know of at least, well, four of them at least, that's what they're running on, is reestablishing the oversight role of the school board in terms of managing the priorities and the policies of the district.
How would you characterize that perceived imbalance?
I'll be blunt. I think several of the candidates have said in debates and other forums that they don't think that the school board has been asserting its role enough to drive the priorities and decision-making of the district. There's also a common theme I'm hearing is from all the candidates is being more transparent. There is, I think, I can speak for some of the candidates anyways, that there is a sense that enough of the public's business is not being done in public, that in school board meetings where the public can see them, there's a sense that decisions are made before the board convenes the meeting, and it's just a matter of going through the voting, and there's not enough public interaction with the board, board debate about what happens and public input into those decisions.
Some might view that as efficiency of getting the job done. And the other piece of that that comes to my mind is that not many people attend those public school board meetings. So what about the notion that it's more efficient to settle on an issue and then vote at the board meeting? Or do you feel, or do some of the candidates feel, as though the discussion really doesn't happen anywhere?
One is, I'll deal with the efficiency question first. The efficiency, it is much more efficient. Democracy is not efficient, and democracy is messy. I think President Xi in China would tell you that he has a very efficient form of government, but mm-hmm. it's not a very collaborative, inclusive way to do it. So it is messy. It requires conflict, constructive conflict is always good. Community engagement and community debate is always good. Even if it doesn't turn out change the decision, the fact that the public has a chance to see that the debate is happening and that they can at least have a voice into it is certainly important. It's just as it's just a good look, I think, for democracy to be seen. Second is a legal issue, which is yes, it may be efficient for board members to make, you know, decisions outside of board meetings, but it's under the Washington State Open Public Meetings Act, these decisions have to be made in public. That's the two part. The efficiency question, I don't think, is something that we should settle for. We shouldn't settle for the most efficient. We should settle for what's the most collaborative and open. And then there's the legal question also as well, that the board should do the public's business in public meetings.
Is it possible that some of the board decisions have been done illegally?
I am not equipped to address that question, but I would like to see more decisions made in school board meetings.
Okay, so one of the things clearly that the school district needs to do is to make the school board meetings more attractive to get people to attend so that messy democracy can happen. The other question then that comes to my mind is, what sort of skills do you think are required on this newly elected school board? What's missing on the board in terms of skills, and what do you think we need to get on the board now?
I'm biased. I think it's important for the board to have at least, it's very helpful for the school board to have somebody who has experience in the public sector, dealing with Open Public Meetings Act, dealing with public budgets, dealing with how public money can be spent. And so that's an ideal. But always, I think every board member, critical thinking skills are the most important thing I can say without equivocation. And secondly, I think it's not to just have those critical thinking skills, but to have the self-confidence to be an advocate for, you know, to be able to to stake out a position and to defend it or advocate for it. Because if you have an opinion and don't voice it and do that constructive engagement with your colleagues on the board, then you're just you're filling an empty seat.
We're unfortunately almost out of time, Bob Hennessy. What would you like to leave people with? What do you think we should be thinking about as we consider voting? And please, everyone, vote for this upcoming Vashon School Board election.
The candidates, all of them, are very qualified candidates. This is I think the community should feel good about voting for any one of these candidates, because from what I see, and I know all of them, served with on the school board with one of them. It's a really talented group of people. I would just ask, is this somebody who is an independent thinker? And is this person willing to advocate for the position, what they think is right? And are they willing to listen? And are they a good colleague?
Thank you, Bob Hennessy. Thank you so much. Thank you for the service that you have given the Vashon School District over the years. And thank you for taking the time to talk with us on Vashon Minutes. I'm Susan McCabe, folks, and vote. Those are my final words. Make sure that you vote every chance you get. Thanks for listening.